There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Next up on Book News, I just want to remind you that the Talim Award is a poetry writing competition for school and university students. It's held annually by the Emirates Airline Festival of Literature and the Oxford University Press Story Writing Competition as well, held by the Literature Festival. They're both now accepting entries. The deadline is the 7th of November. Entries in Arabic and English are accepted, and the inspiration for the 2019, or the theme, is Other Worlds. And you can go to EmiratesLitFest.com to find out more information about all of that and how you can get involved and submit your stories and poems. One other thing that I wanted to mention, it's kind of a random fun fact. So apparently there are...
Random fun fact.
Elaine just had to play that. It's been sitting there waiting for ages. Random fun fact. So apparently there are 25 editions of Stephen King's book Firestarter, bound in asbestos and aluminium. I found out about this yesterday.
I saw that on the run. I thought it was a typo.
Nope. It is not a typo. This is the thing. I've gone down the internet rabbit hole on this. Oh my goodness. Also, Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury, 200 copies made with asbestos cloth covers. And this is a thing. And this is all about collector's editions. Mm. This is a great example of what happens when you really commit to a pun as well, because asbestos is used in the production of fire-resistant or fireproof books. Hence choosing it for Fahrenheit 451 and Firestarter. And usually the word asbestos would make you think, oh, that's a stupid idea. Surely that would make you ill and would be a bad decision. But down the rabbit hole of the internet, it would seem that the cloth asbestos covers pose more of a threat to more of a threat than the Stephen King one, with the asbestos trapped in aluminium, as there's less risk of the fibres breaking down and a reader breathing in the dust. But not many people collect books to actually read, not when they cost between 22,000 and 66,000 dirhams.
Yep. Welcome to the world of collectors.
It's mad. And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
I've got a Sandman Neil Gaiman limited edition cover. It's like a thick one. And I thought I lost it for a while, and then I found it, because the artist of the book, Shataka Omano, was at Abu Dhabi, the artist of Final Fantasy, and I got a sign. And when I checked the pricing online to replace it, it was worth $800.
What? You're like, where is it?
It wasn't even limited edition at the time. Like, you know, it was just available everywhere. They just one print, first print edition, $800. And I looked, I was like, oh my God, it's $800. I have it framed in the store. I was like,
yeah. And then signed as well.
Signed
so
by
now
the
it's
artist.
Even more.
Yeah. My other biggest accomplishment in life, what do you call it? The actress of Scully from X-Files.
Gillian Anderson.
Gillian Anderson. Nice so one. Sorry. I just call her Miss Scully. You know, even when I met her at Comic Con, I was like, is it Miss Scully or Anderson? Miss Anderson. And, you know, beautiful as she is, she signed my issue of X-Files issue -2. They had to put a random number.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Of course.
And I have it framed and signed in my store as well.
So. The one last thing that I want to mention on Book News, because we've got about a minute left, is we didn't mention this last week either. So the prolific literary giant Philip Roth passed away last week. He won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction in 1998 and was best known perhaps for American Pastoral. That's the famous one. And in my own experience, I haven't read American Pastoral, but there's a quote that always gets bandied about at writing workshops that can be attributed to him. The road to hell is paved with works in progress. I think it's one of the ones that you always find at writing workshops. And I've not read his work yet, so I took the opportunity to bookmark a few for my reading pile. And if you want to rediscover his work or discover it for the first time like myself and are not sure where to start, there is a really great article I can recommend in the New York Times. It has a Philip Roth's best book article with other writers debating which of his books is the best. And it's a great way to navigate his work and figure out where you want to start. And we were talking about Stephen King recently, so I'll start with his recommendation. He recommends American Pastoral. He says, one of the five best novels I have ever read, maybe the best. It is muscular storytelling, complemented by characters who burn their way into one's memory. The scope is relatively small, but the ambition is epic. Few can handle the passing years as well as Roth does here. It ranks with the greatest of American fiction. So there you go. That's your literary roundup.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.